Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Cool. Everybody huddle up. It's time to get into Teebs' tweets for the week. Let's have a look here. Rather he catches the shank. F him.
Yeah, F Oscar.
Screw you, bro.
Yeah.
Now I have to avoid Tashes in a few, yeah, because Oscar's going to be coming out. You love Tashes, though, just as a side note.
I do.
You're so there for it.
I am.
What's your favorite thing on the menu? I don't mind giving them free airtime.
I like the Jets and Luke rolls for breakfast, and I like the lemon chicken for lunch.
Yeah, lemon chicken's good. I've had that, and they cut it up into like little bits.
Little cubes. It's very good, yeah. Really soft and tender.
It's nice, yeah. It's what you need in a chicken.
Right.
He's going to get out. Gosling will play him in an Oscar-winning performance, and his life will be awesome. Masepa. Yeah.
Yeah, look, he... dude, he got away with it, bro.
Let's completely shift gears here. Put up your hand. Ask. Probe. Send the email. The worst thing they can say is no. Kill your ego.
Yeah, I actually got this advice from Euphonic about a year ago about killing ego and asking questions and, you know, like being a sponge to people that know more than you and then just trying to do more business. And it's worked. You know, like a lot of the time we expect people to know what we do and our credentials. And even if they do, they don't know about our ideas or what we're trying to do, you know. So the worst people can say is no. So just kill your ego and put up your hand.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you're saying that, then it means that all of us can do it because you do have this rep as owning the space that you're in. So if you're saying that, that's cool. Taylor on WeChat says, I consider Teebs as South Africa's own DJ Khaled, music mogul alert.
Okay. Another one. Thank you. Major Key.
What are your sayings though? Like he's got Major Key. What do you have?
I just have emojis, bro.
Emojis?
Yeah. I've got the angel emoji now that belongs to me because of Teebs' angels.
Oh, yes.
I've got the Shop Shop emoji, and I got the quality emoji.
Oh, yes. Let's get into this. It looked like you were having a menage a trois in Durban for the Durban July with your angels.
I was doing no such thing.
That's what it looked like on Snapchat.
I was doing no such thing.
Well, okay, so for someone that saw it, I don't know if they're what the... why were you traveling to Durban with loads of good-looking women?
Because I felt like it suited the brand strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a brand involved. So you got a brand to fund you going to Durban with beautiful women.
Yes, I did.
People at you, oh, kill your ego. Yeah. okay, birthday soon. Planning.
Yeah, birthday in just over a month. And got to get the plans in order.
Do you like celebrating your birthday?
I like making money off it.
Oh, yes.
And that's a celebration for me.
Because you do. You turn it into a whole thing because you can, yeah. And now you've got the Teebs' angels. They're going to be flying around at the birthday. It's a whole situation.
That's what they deserve. That's what Teebs' angels deserve.
There you go. Do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, I think it's a simple approach.
Did you know how hard that is?
I think it's so simple.
If I got a slap on the wrist every time I said I'm going to send someone an email and then never sent them the email, bro, I'd be bruised all over.
Just say it. Just send it immediately.
Yeah. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Maybe next year. Having my first weekly dine with a Twitter homie today should be fun.
Yeah. Before this, I had a lunch with a complete stranger, and I'm gonna do that every week if I find the time.
Wait, how did this happen?
I just put it on Twitter. I was like, who wants to have lunch or dinner or breakfast with me? And answer a simple question, and whoever wins gets to eat with me once a week.
Wow, who pays?
Me.
Okay. So someone just tweeted you and said, I'll have lunch. Who was this person today?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But she won.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it was a woman?
Yes, it was.
Are we auditioning for more Teebs' Angels?
No, we're not.
Okay.
I'm getting a hell of a lot of emails, though, from people offering themselves for Teebs' Angels.
What do you mean, offering themselves?
They'd like to be a part of Teebs' Angels.
Okay, cool. Why are you laughing, producer Kat?
Nothing.
What?
Yeah?
Hmm?
Yeah?
Guys, come on. There's a whole show to get through.
Okay. My crush just posted her view while jogging in Norway. Let me get back to my mission.
Yeah.
Who's in Norway right now, producer Kat?
Norway.
You won't figure this one out.
We're supposed to follow everyone Teebs follows to see what his world looks
like.
I don't even know where Norway is.
You'll never figure this one out. She doesn't know where Norway is. It's in Norway.
Like Norway overseas or?
Yeah, over the sea.
Norway okay. in the north?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
We need to get into.
Not Norway is Inanda.
And damn it, we can't see who Teebs follows on Snapchat, so we'll never be able to know who this is.
Sorry okay. about that.
Damn it. Woman will keep the dude that likes them, the one they give hope to, but if he likes someone else, watch them try get wifed on the spot.
Yeah, I was having this conversation with some female friends about how they can't tell if a guy really likes them or if he's just being smooth so that he can get what he wants from them, you know? And I was like, I think it works the same way because girls always keep the guy that they know likes them around. You can because they're not attracted to him.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah, but also they're not attracted to him. So yeah. This guy is the guy that'll... whether he buys drinks or he's a good listener or whatever, but they know nothing's going to happen.
Mm.
But as soon as that guy likes another girl, all of a sudden they like that guy. Always.
Why we like this, bro? Why we like this?
Yeah, women.
And dudes, my point, don't let your options gas you. We all have options. Stay if you're happy. Move on peacefully if you're not.
Yeah, I always see these tweets about like stay woke. You know, there's always someone that wants your spot. You know what I mean? And it's always like relationship based. Like if you don't take care of your home, someone's going to come into your home or something like that, you know? And my thing is, if you're happy, stay. If you're unhappy, move on peacefully. Like I think this thing of couples that threaten each other with their options outside, like I don't see how that's ever going to benefit, you know, when you're together because of fear, basically.
If you're having that conversation and you're saying, I could be getting a better deal elsewhere, like it's over. I hate to break it to you, but
100%.
The second you start having that conversation, like it's done.
Sure.
Now don't go and do crazy things and think that, you know, having a child's going to save that as well. Anyway, okay.
And it's not gender specific, you know.
No, not at all.
Females have options and men have options.
But the second you start saying you got options, you do have options because that's no longer an option.
Yeah, it means you also accommodating other people.
No, you can't pull that kind of stuff in a relationship. You can't be manipulative like that. Like I got snap DMs complaining about boredom because Monday I only snapped myself cooking. I should have popped a bottle, I guess.
Yeah, like when was it? Yeah, it was Monday. I didn't really want to be flamboyant Teebsy, you know, so I was at home, I cooked all day, and I put that on Snapchat. Then Leigh's like, oh, your snaps are so boring today, you know, it's just food. And I was like, actually, I like seeing that stuff. Mm. I like seeing what people are doing when they're chilling because we can't always be partying. I mean, you guys are going to talk about Prince's Snapchat, but Prince can't always be doing that.
No, he only does it on weekends.
But besides that, I mean, Prince was working today. Prince is going to work tomorrow.
Mm.
And if you're interested in Prince, I'm sure you want to know what Prince is going to have for supper and what he had for breakfast.
Yeah. I think it's also though just because you had such a crazy weekend on Snapchat, and then people were, you know, they get used to seeing Teebsy's Angels as the guest stars, and then all of a sudden Monday, and now it's
you
just
guys,
like
you guys saw Teebsy's Angels for 2 days.
Yeah,
like, relax.
So you set the tone.
I hear you.
Yeah,
the tone for July. I get it.
That's it, bro.
Yeah.
When I speak to my female friends, they say their struggle is figuring out if a dude likes them or if he's being okay. We spoke about that. People act like cheating is the only thing that can kill a relationship.
Yeah, again, it's the options thing. And sometimes relationships end because of internal affairs and things that people don't want to talk about and shouldn't talk about. You know, I think when people break up, it's just that, oh, did you cheat? Did she cheat? You know, it's like there's other things why people break up.
I really like this tweet. Stop telling people where they should be in their lives. Are you even happy where you are in your life? Let's work on ourselves.
Yeah, like, you know... whether it's business or personal, people always say, you know, Teebs, you should be doing bigger things by now. Or I don't know, you should be on a concert level or you should be on a festival level, whatever they deem as your level, you know, or okay, you're this age. Come on, dog. You should have a wife, couple kids, this, that, whatever. But I'm always like, everybody's journey and everybody's place on their mission is none of your business.
I've never understood why people do that. Like, at your point, you should be at X. It's such a condescending thing to do.
I don't think people that are happy with themselves do that.
By the way, bro, like, you should be doing concerts and...
Thanks, bro. By the way, you should own the station.
touche. Learn to accept where you are in your mission. Don't dwell, regroup, and move forward.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, you can always bounce back. You know, just take the lesson... you know, and learn and just keep moving forward. Like, all of a sudden, your pace could be so strong and even you won't understand it.
Sure, you were really dropping it like it's hot on this day, clearly. This is a power line. And, you know, the honest truth is that 99% of people, probably even myself included, this is a difficult thing to do. Well, I don't know if it's that. Yeah, let's see. Hating your own company might be the worst thing in the world. Like, just sitting with your own thoughts.
Look, I'm an only child.
Yeah.
I've had to spend a lot of time by myself, always have. And I try and find time for myself still, because I think that's when I actually get stuff done. But I see it. And for me, again, it resonates in the whole pressure of Snapchat and social media. People never ever feel like their snaps are cool or their posts are cool because there isn't a crowd, you know, because no one's popping champagne, because it's not in a VIP section, you know, like, why aren't you cool at home by yourself? Why is that not cool, you know?
Yeah, listen, it's a difficult one. Producer Cat, you know, where are you at with sitting on your own, in your own thoughts?
Eating ice cream.
Well, I'm also an only child, so, and I live alone, so, no, but I just talk to myself.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
In my head, yes, but not out loud.
What do you say? Like, when you're sitting with yourself, what's the narrative?
Should I get up off this couch and cook? Or should I just go across the road and get
steers? I like that. Okay, let's have a look here. But when the events end and there's calm and you have time to spend some time alone, hopefully you'll feel like you're good enough. Exactly what we were saying.
Yep.
Braces ain't slugs, yo.
Some guy was bragging about his braces on Instagram like he had grills. That's...
Slugs are grills. Yeah, bro. If I didn't get an explanation of that tweet, I would have been very much in the dark.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. Thank you. You and this cool terminology of yours. Mm. Client says she doesn't want to bother me on this holiday. If that bother me, work makes me happy.
Yeah, it does, man. I want to take more holidays, so I want to make more money, so bother me.
Nice. Do you have a hot receptionist?
Yeah, at my office park, she's pretty hot.
Says here, my receptionist is at it again. Being crushed on at work isn't easy.
Yeah, she really, really likes me.
Oh, so she likes you.
Yeah, she really, really likes me.
Oh, I thought this was men hitting on her.
No, she hits on me.
Maybe she just wants to be a Tibbsy's angel.
Look, I mean, her time will come if necessary.
Well, she could always schedule it in. She is the receptionist.
Well, technically, yeah. Meeting rooms, etc. What's wrong, Ari?
No. I'm like trying to be smart, and then it doesn't happen. So then it's okay. Whatever. There's silence.
Next tweet.
Silence implies like there was something happening. So
next tweet.
After those four rounds, my boxing trainer made me do the craziest push-ups. I'm already stiff, walking like RoboCop.
Yeah, I want to, because it's summer in Europe, so I'm hitting the gym really, really hard the next few weeks because I want to be able to enjoy summer over there. So yeah, he was killing me yesterday.
Look at you. Do you enjoy that feeling though, right? That you've worked really, really hard.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a good one. It's not a good one when you're trying to, you know, move the steering wheel left or right, but yes, it's a good one.
And when you're walking like RoboCop.
Yeah, it's a hard out here, bro. So many tweets about the flames that men show women. Interesting.
Yeah, like yesterday was just like all the lies that guys tell women. And I was just reading it and I was like, okay, I mean, we shouldn't lie. But again, I don't think this stuff is gender specific.
Have my sex ready when I get home.
Would be cool. Would be awesome.
Do you want Teebs to elaborate on that, Producer Kat?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
Thank you, Kat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want to help me be spicy.
It's not a spicy topic. It's like after a long day, surely you want your sex to be ready when you get home.
Who is going to give this to you?
It's just the line. It's just one of those things that, like, sometimes I just tweet, you know, what other people's thoughts probably are.
Okay. Why do they sound like they're underwater?
What was I watching? Divas something? No. like, what was it? Ew, that show. Oh my God. It's bad. It's bad. It's so bad.
There you go. That's where we'll leave it. Give me a couple of power lines, though. Drop it while it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like... you can do whatever you want, but you have to start now. It's not going to just happen. And just, as always, just stay consistent, bro.
It's what you got to do. Producer Cat is telling me you have to just keep checking what's number one on Twitter. What are we looking at here? Oscar will be out before?
Hashtag Oscar will be out before.
That's what you think is so important.
And then Seven Gizzy tweets, white people admit there's white privilege. Oscar will be out before Kaiser Chiefs wins the trophy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. People are going in hard.
That's bad.
Oscar will be out before Black Twitter finally accepts that both Casper and AK are individuals in their own rights.
Yeah.
Oscar will be out before MTN stops stealing our data.
Oh, wow. Oscar will be out before we start laughing at Loiso Gola's jokes.
Leave my boy alone.
Why are people like this? This is before Liverpool win the league again.
Oscar will be out before we find the pots.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my word.
And obviously, Oscar will be out before we get our land back.
Oscar will be out before AKA's next Twitter rant after hopping off. Oscar will be out before the DA tells Musi we were just using you. Oh, wow. This is actually quite a sad one, though, because... Although, actually, I think that he has announced when his new album's coming out. Oscar will be out before Frank Ocean drops his damn album. It is coming out soon, though, isn't it?
Let's hope so.
It's taking a while. Okay, Teebs, thank you very, very much. It's at ShowTeebsLove on Twitter.
Teebs06 on Instagram, 006 on Snapchat, and Teebs.co.za.
Power. There you go. Always cool that there is the team talk.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
Choice. Sometimes you have it, and sometimes you don't. AutoTrader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare, and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. AutoTrader New Car. The choice is yours.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.